Hello, everyone. It's Jules.
And Jem.
Happy Halloween. We're leading up to Halloween as we're recording this, and we're back from our wedding.
Yeah, it was cool.
It was cold in Chicago this weekend. The South is different from the North to a certain extent.
It is.
But it was a transforming experience for me.
Was it? Tell me about that.
It was. I've had a few of them. The first one probably a trip to Key West several years ago.
Speaking of the South.
Yeah. And a trip to Provincetown, Massachusetts, which is probably the gay capital of the United States. That is to say, there's probably a far higher percentage of LGBT people there than anywhere else.
I heard they have to keep the gays by the ocean to keep them fresh. Hello, buddy.
But this was a big one because I was, for the first time, in your face, without a doubt, transformed to everybody in my family. And it just changed my outlook on life again.
Wow, really?
It did.
I did not know that.
It did. You know, all of the little corners of doubt, all of the little stored up pieces and remnants of doubt that I had, not about myself, but about being unabashedly feminine and female, are gone. You know, I have a few close friends and a family that numbers about 15 or 20, depending on who you count. To all the family, at least, I've been in a ball gown and heels.
Yeah.
It just, in a way, it doesn't get any more in your face than that. We spent the weekend with them, and it was great.
And you looked beautiful.
Well, you're very kind to say so. Tell me about your experience as far as gender roles go.
It was kind of a mixed bag. I liked that I was at a formal event where I knew that straight men weren't going to try to hit on me because I was wearing a tuxedo. As obviously, and not in a way that looked glamorous, like, or feminine. It was just like very in a sort of dudely way. And I think that the subtraction of the male gaze was a relief. So, I mean, not that I didn't miss the validation somewhat, but whatever.
I expect you got plenty of validation.
Perfectly happy with you.
Well, you look stunning. You look stunning because you were just very, I mean, yes, you had a tuxedo on and everything that went with that, but you were also wearing jewelry and your makeup was flawless and gorgeous.
Oh, thank you.
And complimented your face very well. There was just enough androgyny there that my guess is that more than one female looked at you more than once.
You think?
Yes, I think probably the male gaze was averted, as you said, but that kind of androgyny draws female gaze. It just does.
I liked looking around, even when we were at the church, at like all the guys with all the suit collars. I'm thinking about my suit collar looking the same and like all the shirt cuffs sticking out of their jackets and looking at my shirt cuffs sticking out of my jacket. I liked those things. I liked being able to take off clothes and get more comfortable as the night went on.
You undid your tie.
I did, and I opened my vest and I took off my jacket.
We shunned the clip-on tie that was provided with the tux.
Yeah.
And tied a real bow tie.
You tied it on me.
I tied it on
several times
you
throughout the day, thankfully.
Yeah. Because that was when I was not yet out, when I had not started to transition. I wore bow ties.
And I still have a lot of them.
And you still have a bunch of them. So anyway, and you wore one.
I did feel, I kept looking at these men and thinking, gosh, you know, the young ones are just so slim and fashionable. And, you know, they just cut such a sharp line. And I am not slim and I am not tall. And I was wearing pants that were probably a size too big. And so I felt a little bit frumpy on the bottom anyway.
I'm sorry you felt that way because you look spectacular.
Well, thank you.
And I've got to say that I saw Of course, the bride's whole family and probably every friend she had were all there. They were all spectacularly pretty.
Oh, my God.
And
yeah,
I didn't feel envious of them at all.
Oh, I did.
Wait a minute. You can't feel envious of both sides.
Yes, I can.
Okay.
I absolutely can.
You're non-binary. I guess you can feel envious of anybody you want.
Anyone can feel envious of anybody. Yeah. Those girls that look like they came out of some reality TV special. Everyone was so slim and young. Looking so perfect.
We'll talk about it later, but I did not find them attractive.
Oh, really?
No.
We'll talk about it later personally or on
Well, no. I mean, I was going to say personally. This isn't really a gender-related thing.
No, it's you just don't experience attraction that way.
I don't experience attraction that way. You know, we have said on here many times, I'm demisexual and fine. But, yeah, I'm not saying there aren't people there who I couldn't attach to emotionally at some point, but I had no desire to try that.
Oh, my gosh. And the pockets in the tux, there were pockets, so many pockets.
Yeah.
I carried so many things. I dumped them all out on the desk at the end of the night, and I was like, how was I carrying all of this? It was awesome.
Yep.
I even carried your stuff.
You did.
It was great. I loved the pockets.
Yep.
And I loved the reaching into your jacket to put stuff in them and take them out. That just made me feel like, oh, so cool. That's
yeah.
Something you do not get as a woman.
No, but the great thing is, if you're a woman there with somebody who has pockets, now you can give all your shit to them.
Yep.
Which is
they
what I did.
They can hold my phone. They can hold my keys.
Lipstick, mascara. Anyway, it was...
We have to talk about the shoes.
Oh. So there was a family member who was there. And I walked up to her and I said, oh my God, high heels. She looked at me and I said, what the fuck? And she said, they really suck. And I said, God, they suck. And mine were only 1 inch. My yeah. feet hurt so bad. At the end of the evening and a lot of into the evening in the afternoon.
Well, we walked for like 10 minutes on the street and yeah, you ended up taking them off.
I did. It was whatever, 48 degrees and walking on the pavement in downtown Chicago in my bare feet. I just didn't care. It was just, they just hurt.
To explain though, they didn't fit you correctly. So every time you walked, they were coming off your foot. Right?
Yeah, but that wasn't the problem at that point.
Oh, what was the problem?
They were real pointy.
Yeah.
My feet were just, toes were just getting jammed into them. Every time you take a step, you get this, your body is just putting its entire weight on your 10 toes.
Yeah, that's true.
And squozing them all together with every step in those pointy shoes, trying to fit, you know, 5 toes into the width of 2. Gosh. With all that weight behind them. I don't think feet were meant to do that. Yeah. I thought they looked great.
They did look great.
So I said to her, what the fuck? What is that? She said, it's the patriarchy. I said, yeah, I guess that's yeah. true.
Women can't do a lot of things if they can't walk or run fast.
So my request of those of you who are going the opposite direction that I went, that is to say those of you who are trans masculine, please... help keep the patriarchy under control. Because, I mean, what the fuck?
Yeah, what the fuck?
Anyway.
My shoes were very comfortable.
You got those shoes at...
Goodwill.
At Goodwill.
They were less than $10.
They were fabulous. They were black wingtips. I polished them last week.
You did. They looked great. Thank you. I did get a little blister, but only because we walked so far. And also, I was, like, dancing around and stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, buddy. We got another cat in here.
We danced a little bit. I had to show you how to lead.
Yeah? You're not a very good follower.
What are you talking about? I didn't let you put your hand on my ass in the middle of the dance floor.
We were on the side. No one would have seen anything.
Oh, my God. I wasn't a very good follower.
I wasn't a very good leader.
100 years ago, a guy would have been slapped in the middle of the floor for that.
I would have liked it.
I know you would have. Probably why you did it.
I did it to see what would happen, and I wasn't disappointed.
I gently guided your hand.
Quickly.
Quickly.
Very gently. Quickly.
Quickly, but gently guided your hand back to the small of my back, which when you're leading is where it belongs.
Well, I mean, you're so tall, I can really only just reach your butt when you're wearing those heels.
False.
The height gap was even more pronounced.
Anyway, the dancing was cool. You know, Jem is kind of an introverted person.
You could say that.
And I am an extroverted person. And so, of course, I had just a spectacular time meeting all these people that I've never seen before. And
I had a panic attack because I was meeting all these people I'd never seen before and forced to stare at them across the table.
Yeah. But who ran interference for you?
You did.
I did.
And I drank so much water that I spent half the night in the bathroom anyway.
Oh, that's true. So that's it. It was important to tell the listener or listeners, how many of there are, that I put myself out there. I had no qualms by the time I got my dress on to look at it and my pearls and my bracelet, my earrings, my shoes. I had no qualms.
After I did your hair.
Hey, you did my hair. That's true. It looked great.
It did look great. I couldn't get you out of that dress at the end of the night.
No, that's true.
Because you were like, I don't want to take it off.
I didn't want to take it off. I just loved that dress. I think I'm going to buy a dress. That was a Rent the Runway, as I think we've mentioned before. But I think I'm going to buy a dress.
Who knows what other formal occasions may be in our future.
Well, I know. And if that's true, then I think next time we go to a formal occasion, I think you should buy a tux.
Maybe.
They fit better. They look better. They're probably not that much more expensive than a rental.
Well, I'd like to get one tailored to fit me.
Okay. Well, if that happens again, you know, we've had almost all the weddings we're going to have for a while. So at least family. Huh?
I wanted to talk about one more other thing.
Talk about it.
That was, we took Uber and Lyft to and from our Airbnb to the hotel the day of the wedding several times. And your dead name was on the accounts.
It was.
And they looked really confused.
Yes.
And we were like,
after the first one, I think. Wasn't it after the first one I changed?
It was after the second one.
After the second one I changed it. Right.
But the second time you were like, will you please pretend to be my dead name so that when they say bleep, then just say yes. And so I, in my most deepest voice, I said, yeah. And
anyway.
That way nobody was outed.
That was, I feel like I've had a lot of stages in my transition, and I feel as though this was close to the last one. I'm so there now.
You have there's nothing you could do that would be too girly.
Well, I mean,
is that what you're saying?
That's not exactly what I'm saying. I mean, I'm not, you know, on a scale from zero being not girly to 100 being girly. I'm not at 100.
No.
But, you know.
You're like 80?
Yeah. I'm not Elle Woods, for God's sake, you know.
Elle Woods.
You know Elle Woods? From fill in name of movie here.
Okay. Yeah, I know that movie.
Legally Blonde.
Gotcha. Okay.
You know, I'm not like that. But
you don't bend and snap?
I don't bend and snap.
No. Bend and snap in half.
But yeah, I'm just saying now I'll be as far along that line as I want to be and not worry about who cares.
Well, how do you feel about ruffles now?
Oh, I don't like ruffles just as a fashion matter.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no.
Ruffles were too feminine.
I know. I just think they're gross.
Oh, we can agree to disagree.
Okay. We both like lace, so there's that.
Yeah, my opinion is ruffles are great. As long as they're not too garish.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, I think that's all I have too.
Except that.
Well, what?
Coming up, we have a conversation with a friend.
Yes.
Who does voice coaching, voice training. And we'll be talking with her and sharing that.
Yay!
Okay. Okay, everyone. Well, thank you, and we'll talk to you soon.
Yes, and if you would like to contact us at any time, you can email us at transinthesouthpod@gmail.com.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.